Welcome to the Metabolic MD. Health means everything. We all seek optimal health, but most of us do not know how to achieve it. Dr. Paul Kaladzic has spent a career in the emergency department. Now, he helps his patients avoid ever ending up there. During these podcasts, you'll learn how you can lose weight and prevent and reverse disease through new technology, a modified diet, and the use of some new recently approved FDA medications. This information is not meant to be medical advice. Please seek consultation from your own medical provider. Let's listen in.
All right, folks, we're back with another fun-filled, exciting episode of the Metabolic MD with Dr. Paul Kaladzic. I'm Terry O'Brien, your producer, joined by Daniel Meyer, your co-producer. Say hello, Daniel.
Hello, everyone.
And Dr. Paul, the man of the hour, is here to join us. But I have a question. We're coming up on St. Patrick's Day. Is green beer carb-free?
No, green beer is not carb-free.
So
the dye in the beer does not change the carb content, nor the alcohol content.
All right. Well, this will hopefully be broadcast after St. Patrick's Day, but odds are it'll go out before. All right. Hey, Dr. Paul, what's on the topic today?
So we're going to talk about the killer combination for weight loss, which is the combination of using a continuous glucose monitor to guide your diet and the new GLP-1 medications at appropriate doses.
Well, so help me out a little bit. You wrote a book on the CGM, right? The CGM revolution.
I wrote the book on CGMs.
You wrote the book. And then GLP-1s and CGMs, why are they tied together? What makes those two tied together?
Well, you know, the medicines are all the rage these days. But, you know, I always say begin with the end in mind, because if you go on these medications, the GLP-1s, the Wegovys, the Ozempics, the Mounjaros, the Zepbound, you know, you got to look ahead to the day when you're going to be coming off those medications, unless you're going to commit to the medications for a lifetime, which I don't think is a good plan.
Can you clarify the abbreviations that you're using, GLP-1, CGM, just...
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's...
Okay, GLP is glucose-like peptide, and that's the class of medications that we're talking about. It's just an acronym, glucose-like peptide. Excuse me, gastric-like peptide.
Okay.
And then CGMs are continuous glucose monitors, which, you know, I think are great tools to help people guide their diet.
So this has no relevance to this topic at all, but peptide, Pepto-Bismol, any idea? Is that name related at all?
I just don't even know what to say about these.
You just say gastro, so I don't know.
I said okay. This has nothing to do with the topic, but I just said peptide, Pepto-Bismol. I figure maybe somehow that's where they got the name from. All right, back to the topic.
What is a peptide? I guess that's what we should clarify.
That's a great question.
Yeah, what is a peptide?
Peptide is a type of protein.
Okay.
Produced in the body.
Ah, that's better. I feel so much better now.
So not the pink stuff you drink, Terry.
Yeah, that's, I got that. So by having these two linked, if I go on a GLP-1 medicine, is it important for me to monitor my glucose levels?
Okay, so let's back up a little bit here. So GLP-1s, these medications, have several mechanisms of action, and one of them is lowering your blood glucose. And, you know, we've talked previously about how if you lower your blood glucose, your body organs, like your muscles, will preferentially burn fat, and that will help you lose weight. So that's one of the ways GLP-1s work, in addition to keeping your stomach fuller for a longer period of time, and in addition to the effect on the brain that the GLP-1s have. So that is basically one of the mechanisms of helping you lose weight. And the goal when you're using a continuous glucose monitor also, because you can see your blood glucose 24/7, is to keep your blood glucose low so, again, you can burn fat. So these two approaches, the GLP-1 medications and using a CGM to keep your blood glucose under control, have a similar approach, really.
So as an insulin user, right, if I take too much insulin or exercise too much, right, my blood sugar goes really low.
Yeah.
Does that happen with a GLP-1?
No, GLP-1s originally were found to keep blood glucose in a lower range but not cause hypoglycemia. And so they were originally used for diabetics, but then, of course, became popular as weight loss medications because non-diabetics can take them because they don't cause hypoglycemia, but they do cause weight loss.
Okay. Go ahead, Daniel.
So when you're talking about how the GLP-1 medications affect your brain, Is that, are you talking about brain fog? It reduces brain fog? Because I know lots of carbs, blood sugar can cause brain fog. So can you go into that a little bit?
Yeah, it's not, the GLP-1s don't reduce brain fog directly. They have a direct effect on the hypothalamus in the brain, which is like a little pea-sized organ right in the middle of the brain that helps control hunger. And so that's why the GLP-1s are effective in that regard.
So there's an organ inside my brain, a little tight. Seriously?
I mean, it's part of the brain.
It's part of the brain. Yeah. I didn't know if it's like a separate thing that you could target. Okay.
Yeah.
In your book about the glucose monitors, right, do you address this topic inside that book about how they should work together?
Yeah, we talk primarily about continuous glucose monitors in the book, but then we also talk about the use of semaglutide. So, again, a lot of the approach here, if you're on medicines, is developing habits that will allow you to keep the weight loss intact
right
after you go off the medications. So I use continuous glucose monitors routinely, and the approach I like is to start a patient on a continuous glucose monitor without medication first.
Right.
And let's go ahead and see what's going on with your blood glucose pattern. See what's going on with your level of insulin resistance. And then once you are starting to integrate these lifestyle changes, low-carb diet, intermittent fasting, strength training, using the CGM approach as a foundation, then go ahead and bring in low doses of the GLP-1 medications. Try to avoid going to very high doses with the plan so that you can eventually get off the medication and continue the habits you learned using the continuous glucose monitor.
And by monitoring your carb intake, your blood sugar with the CGM, are you able then to help look at some of the side effects of the GLP-1 medications? Because I know there are side effects to those medications.
Yeah, no, monitoring your blood glucose really doesn't, I mean, it doesn't impact a way to monitor your side effects from your medications, really.
And no two patient of yours is on the same program, the same dosing, the same anything.
Yeah, so I mean, it's very personalized and very individualized. I have patients that come to me and they're set on medications right out of the gate. And we will do that as long as you understand that you got to be doing the other things that we just talked about, the low carb diet and the intermittent fasting and the strength training approach, because you're losing muscle mass on the GLP-1 medications. So you got to personalize that medication. And I know you guys love it when I use the word titrate.
We do love that
What
word.
Does that mean?
So the GLP-1 medications are brought up gradually over a period of months. The dose is increased over a period of months and then back down over a period of months. So that's the term titrate, which means you adjust the dose to the individual patient's needs, both as you're going up and you're going down. And similarly, in addition to not only dosing medications, you look at, you know, what should carb limits be? Should a patient be on, you know, 35 grams of carbs a day in terms of their diet? Or is 50 okay? Or is even up to 75 okay? You individualize that as well.
And when you've lost the weight that you want to lose, your metabolic health is in really great shape, you take off the CGM, you're no longer using the medications, you still have to maintain a low-carb diet and a low-carb lifestyle. Is that?
Yeah. The issue with the medications is that, you know, there is, the data says about 60% weight regain when you go off the medications, wow, unless you've ingrained these lifestyle changes that we're talking about.
So if I lost 50 pounds, I'm going to gain 30 back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Unless you do the lifestyle
changes. Unless you do the lifestyle. Yeah. And that's one of the things I'm proud about with our practice is that we don't, you know, we don't just throw medicine at people and say, good luck. We'll check in with you every 3 months and see how you're doing.
Right.
It's really an approach of lifestyle change. You know, the medicines are expensive. A lot of people are paying out of pocket for these medications because insurance coverage is limited. And so that is another reason not to be dependent upon these medications for a lifetime.
There was a segment last week on GLP-1s. It was on CNBC, right, the business channel. And they were talking about the business of GLP-1s and how this is changing society. People are starving themselves, literally, because they want to buy the medicine and they can't afford it. So do you think that'll come down over time?
The cost of the medications?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's going to be more competitors in the market related to the medicine. And now we're, you know, all these medicines are shots, but there are pills being developed as well. There are similar but different classes of medications that are being developed. So, you know, it's a competitive marketplace, and that'll bring down prices over time.
You walked in the door today, and you kind of said, guess what? And I go, we go, what? You go, that the market may change for CGMs that
right.
diabetics wear and your patients sometimes wear, right?
Right.
What's going on with that?
So what? There's news out this week that Dexcom, which is one of the makers of CGMs,
right.
is going to make available with FDA approval an over-the-counter CGM sometime midsummer, late summer this year. So that means for the first time, people can obtain continuous glucose monitors without a doctor's prescription, which I think is a great thing because, you know, a lot of my patients come to me and they're in that pre-diabetic range and they don't want to progress to diabetes. And for them to have, be able to use a CGM and see exactly what's going on with their blood sugar is going to be great. Now, I do think, you know, you still need guidance in terms of how you do a low-carb diet. What's your intermittent fasting pattern going to be?
Right.
You know, strength training reduces insulin resistance as well. But I think opening up CGMs to the population at large to see where they are is going to be a great thing. Remember, we've talked in the past, Terry, about how 50% of pre-diabetics don't know they're pre-diabetic.
Right.
Well, you slap a CGM on for a couple of weeks and you're going to know you're pre-diabetic.
Oh, no. CGMs are wonderful. I love them.
So how would I know if I'm pre-diabetic by slapping on a CGM? What am I going to see on those graphs?
Yeah. So there are numbers to follow. You know, the great thing about a CGM, it's first of all, like getting a fasting blood glucose every morning because you can see exactly where you are. So you put on a CGM, you see if your blood sugar is over 100 in the morning, that means you're, you know, approaching the pre-diabetic range or in the pre-diabetic range. And of course, I've had patients in my practice that just come in for weight loss and we put a CGM on and they're spiking their sugars to, you know, 220-40, which means they've already blown through the pre-diabetic phase
right.
and they're diabetic. So this gives people a great knowledge base to assess where they are. But then I think an important aspect of using a CGM then is that it will guide your low-carb diet long-term. You know, you can see what foods spike your sugar and what foods don't, where your averages on your CGM are over time. So it's a great tool to help guide your diet and improve your metabolic health.
Are certain foods going to spike my blood sugar differently than yours?
Yeah, there is an individual responsiveness, you know, based on your particular genetics. There's differences between people. I mean, everybody knows sugar is bad and it's going to spike your blood sugar. But, you know, the complex carbohydrate, the starches, potatoes, you know, pastas, et cetera.
Popcorn. I love popcorn.
Popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, Terry.
Beer. Green beer.
Green beer. Yeah.
Yes. When you drink your green beer, Terry, your blood sugar may spike different than other people's.
Well, okay. I have to remember that. One of the things that I've been practicing recently based upon all of our conversations on these podcasts is trying to balance my carb intake with fiber or with protein, right?
Yeah.
And that really has changed quite a bit. But you won't know that unless you wear CGM.
No. And you know, individuals can, you know, some individuals can get obsessed with this in terms of learning the nuances of what's going on with their blood sugar, you know, what order you eat your foods in. Yeah, you know, start with your fiber and protein before you eat your carbohydrates.
What?
And
I
that will
that.
Keep that'll keep your sugar lower than if you start with your carbohydrates.
Is that like eating a bunch of carbs before you go drink a lot? Is that like the same concept? Obviously different, but the order.
About how your mom told you to make sure if you're going to drink, eat something first. Is that what you're saying?
But you're saying the order of what you eat is going to affect the way. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. If you eat your fiber and your protein before your carbs, then that will keep your sugar really on. It'll rise, but it'll stay steady and not peak as much as opposed to eating the carbs first.
It's kind of like taking, just so you know, it's kind of like taking an insulin shot. If you take it, if it's a fast acting insulin and you take it 10 minutes before you eat, it may, you know, it's like shooting a duck. You got to lead the duck a little bit and then, you know, that it'll come down. But if you wait too long to take your shot, you've already risen up and your blood sugar's high and you're trying to bring it back down.
And you're chasing it. And your body actually does that as well naturally. If you eat carbs, that insulin gets released, subsequently. And a lot of times, just physiologically in your own body, the insulin will overshoot the mark. That comes back to the brain fog issue that you alluded to. Because you get a sugar spike, or you get a, glucose spike, blood sugar spike, and then insulin gets released, and then it chases that blood sugar down. So you get this peak, and then you get your valley. And that's what causes the brain fog issue, that variability. And it's why a lot of countries around the world have siestas after lunch, because you're getting that crash after eating a carbohydrate-filled lunch.
So putting on a CGM is going to be able to show you where those valleys are going to
yes,
be.
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And plus a CGM, when you look at them on the screen, there's a little green area, right? That green area says where you should be. And when your lines go above that green area, you go, oh, shoot, I really screwed up here. So it's easy to understand and easy to use. So, yeah.
Would you recommend people reading your book as they're going through your program as
well?
Is this
a plug, by the way? Is this that shameless
plug?
This
is the shameless book plug.
Yeah, I mean, the value of CGM, CGMs change people's lives. Once you see what's going on with your blood sugar, it really does change people's lives. And they understand what's going on. And they understand when they understand that rise in blood sugar is causing inflammation of their arteries that could eventually lead to a heart attack or a stroke or kidney failure, then they really understand when you see the data for the first time. And you, like, it's like an autocorrect to your behavior over a period of time. And you just naturally gravitate away from the high-carb foods because you don't want those spikes and valleys. You want that stable blood sugar that you see on the graph, stable level findings with very little variability over a period of time. So, yeah, they can be life-changing in that regard.
Do you ever think GLP-1s will be over the counter?
I doubt that.
You don't think so?
Yeah, I doubt that. I mean, yeah, there are some medications, even I think ibuprofen initially was a prescription medication, that is over the counter. So there's a lot of medications like that. But with GLP-1s, there are too many contraindications, reason you can't, I know you guys love it when I use those words.
I do love
contraindications.
Okay.
Contraindications, meaning reasons you can't be on it. It's dangerous if you're on it. So there are too many of those, and then there are too many side effects, I think, to make these medications an over-the-counter medication.
Okay. Well, that's so I do need to clear up one thing. I love ducks. I would never shoot a duck. So let's just make sure that's
for
the record. Yeah. Is there anything else we should talk about when we're talking about the combination of GLP-1s and CGMs?
No, other than I know of no better way to lose weight and improve metabolic health, reverse prediabetes, help with your blood pressure, than to use that combination of approach. Preferably you start with the CGM and you get the lifestyle changes down. And, I have, the majority of my patients over the years that have never needed to add in the GLP-1s because they achieve what they need to achieve.
Yeah, Ty is one of them,
Ty is one of them. But Ty is just one of, hundreds that I've had that have never needed to go to GLP-1s. But for that patient that is, set on GLP-1s out of the gate, or they hit a stall and they get a little frustrated, then to go ahead and titrate titrate those medications in at low doses. Titrate just means, make the dose sensitive to that individual's needs, make sure you got the right dose for that individual. And so if you just add it in slowly and then, don't get to a maximum dose and bring it down slowly, I think really that's the most effective approach to weight loss that is out there. And that's why I call it the killer combination for weight loss and improved metabolic health.
Wow, way to tag that podcast. I love that. So before we sign off on this podcast, tell us about the event that you're having here locally in Centerville, Ohio at the Centerville Library. What's going to go on April 4th. Tell us about that.
So for those of you that are local in the Southwest Ohio area, I'm going to do a talk at the Woodbourne Centerville Library on April 4th. At, is it 7 p.m.?
7 p.m.
Yeah. And basically, we're going to talk about, you know, the reason most Americans are overweight and have an issue to begin with, a little bit about insulin resistance and how that relates to our high-carb diet. And then we're going to talk about how that is reversed with adjustments in your diet, and how that is really improved with the use of a CGM. And then we'll talk a little bit about the weight loss medications as well.
All right. So, Danielle, any final thoughts from you?
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Drink green beer, I guess, right?
Are we having practice? Is my practice having a St. Patrick's Day special? Do you know?
You are. You're having a practice day special on St. Patrick's Day. What is that special?
No. I just...
I threw it back at him.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly. If you know, again, we see patients by telemedicines in Ohio, Arizona, Indiana, and Florida. We do a trial using these CGMs so people can see what is going on with their physiology, and then we can put a low-carb, intermittent fasting, strength training plan together, talk about the potential utility of the GLP-1s, how they can help if you're interested in that. And yeah, if you come and see us on St. Patrick's Day, we'll be happy to give you a $50 discount.
Wow, look at that. Right here, you heard it first, folks. Get your $50 discount now, Danielle.
$50 discount. Awesome. On St. Patrick's Day, that's a Sunday.
That's only it.
Is that really the only day? So if you inquire on Sunday, March 17th.
Yeah, that's okay. Not a very good day for St. Patrick's Day.
That's a great day for St. Patrick's Day.
From a partying point of view, it's not a great day. It's a very kind of...
Oh, that's true. Everyone's going to have their parties on Saturday night, I bet.
Yeah, well, let's get the heck out of this podcast.
If you come and see us that week, we'll go ahead and give you a discount on the CGM trial period, which is 2 weeks with a couple visits with me, a visit with a health coach, and 2 weeks of, you know, CGM data that you'll be able to review. And then, we do other labs as well to evaluate your overall metabolic health.
All right. Well, with that, we will sign off here on the Metabolic MD with Dr. Paul Golazic. I'm your producer, Terry O'Brien, and
Danielle Meyer.
All right. We'll see you all soon. Thanks, folks.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Metabolic MD with Dr. Paul Golazic. Please join us again for the next episode to hear how your metabolic health means everything and to learn tips on how to lose weight and possibly reverse some serious health conditions. This information is not meant to be medical advice. Please seek consultation from your own medical professional.